Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and praise the Lord. Praise Yeshua, Yahweh, our Creator. And I tell you what a blessing it is to be here with you. And thank you for joining yours truly, Lisa Marie, here with the Stars of Heaven Network. And, wow, we're one day away from the close of this work week. And I tell you, this week has just kind of flew by. And I'm excited to be here with you on this day the Lord has made. And I certainly hope you are rejoicing and being glad in it. What a blessing it is to come to you and share with you the word of the Lord, the breaking of the bread. I'm excited to be here for the premier broadcast of this celebration of the rain dance. This is November, the second day of November. And I'm excited to share this offering with you. But before I do, I felt it was really, really important for me to come to you before I really get into the meat of the offering to share with you my declaration of this message series, because there are a lot of voices in the world. There are a lot of different ideologies in the world, and I don't judge anyone. Let me say that first and foremost, for what they believe, they choose to believe, to each his own. But for me, as a born again believer in Christ, I just have to make sure that I'm being responsible theologically, biblically, scripturally, and declaring what my expression denotes and speaks to. And that's why I really felt it was important to come to you with this broadcast as a premier broadcast to lay the foundation, of why, as I share with you in the debut of the montage of celebration of the rain dance, exciting the senses, to let you know that my celebration of creation is expressly by my repentance, my confession, my baptism, by way of me receiving Christ as my Lord and Savior, amen, which is by his death, his burial, and his resurrection, which is why I'm here, amen. That's why I'm anointed and commissioned to preach the good news, the gospel of the gospel, amen. And as I worship the Lord in the newness of life, amen, I do so by the redemption work of the cross of Calvary, amen, the cross of Christ, which is reconciliation, amen. And so I really felt it was important for me to come and share with you and really bring clarity to the foundation, the birthplace of this celebration, of just life in period, amen, and not only just my life, but your life as well, if you are born again, amen. So I just felt it was important to come to you and share that with you. And the newness of life that I walk in, amen, that started over 30-something years ago when I confessed Christ and received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which is now my witness, amen, which is now your witness, as well as your testimony of the things that you've seen and heard of him, amen. And that witness, that testimony, that communion, hallelujah, is by way of communion with the Holy Trinity, amen, the Godhead bodily. And so I'm excited to be here to just lay this foundation, because one thing that the Holy Spirit was dealing me about and making sure that I come on to share this is not to again, judge or condemn anyone in how they choose to express their love for creation. Amen. I just want to make sure that I'm being, again, responsible biblically and scripturally, being mandated and ordained by God in preaching the gospel to bring clarity, because in a lot of our sincere worship, and sincere desire to want to know God or to understand his creation, a lot of times it can get mixed up and it can get marred, or it can get it can be misidentified by other forms and expressions of worship. And one of the things that I'm really blessed to have come into the knowledge of and the truth of in my seeking the Lord about creation, it's understanding the genesis of it. Amen. And one of the things that I bless the Lord for is understanding not only about the book of creation, which is one of the first Jewish books ever written, but also the translation of the King James that speaks to us about Genesis. And so it is from that place of my messianic roots of the Messiah, the fulfillment of the Messiah coming, giving his life a ransom, hallelujah, for the sins of the world, amen, coming in this likeness of sinful flesh, willfully making himself a sacrifice, paying the debt, amen, paying the ransom, amen, for our sins, amen, freeing us from the old nature, amen, from the first Adam who missed it, amen. And so understanding that now and approaching life from a supernatural realm, which is by way of the Holy Spirit imparted into me, to every believer, which is the gift of the Spirit, amen, an impartation of the Spirit of God himself into us, which we now water by the washing of the Word, amen. We grow by hearing the Word, by our faith, by our choosing to just simply love God and fellowship with him. And I'm excited about that. And so this offering, it speaks to the wonderful creation of God, including his animal kingdom, gives us and shows us through the Word of God, through revelation, through each other, hallelujah, because we fellowship with each other. That's how we learn about God, is sharing our experiences and the things that he's brought us through while we have our testimony. These things are really fascinating, and their descriptions on how God can work through, amen, our life, amen, and work his resurrection power not only to us and through us, but into the world, amen. And so now, through that understanding of reading and understanding the book of creation, Genesis, understanding him working through me, being a living epistle read of men, I understand how the universe, glory be to God, and how we now have this treasure in earthly vessels, amen, through the heavenly bodies, glory be to God, amen. And so everything that we do, everything I do, it comes from the place of the holiest of holies, from beyond the veil, amen. And I think that's the thing that we are blessed to understand and challenged with, amen. Because when we are directly plugged into the supernatural, which is the Spirit of God in us, that gives us the ability to what? Surpass. Those influences and those forces that try to prevent loving our God, amen, having fellowship and communion with him. And so one of the things that I talk about a lot in my rebirthing is understanding my spiritual roots. And so understanding your spiritual lineage, which is by way of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel, which are really 12 different soul roots, amen, that we are tied to spiritually, because our founding fathers of the faith, Abraham, was established by his faith in God. Amen. And so I'm excited about that. And so this message series that speaks to our senses. Amen. That's why I entitled it Exercising Your Senses, or Exciting the Senses. It speaks to that, because the 12 tribes and the 12 different soul roots, amen, are attributes of our, not just our soul, but our spirit. And that speaks to what? Our sight, amen, our speech, our thought. Amen. And so it was really important for me to come to you and just bring clarity to that. Because, again, when you don't have a biblical foundation, a scriptural foundation of why you believe what you believe, and it's not been imparted to you by way of experience and by revelation, amen, not by just doctrine or being indoctrinated or just grasping onto ideas and because you want to have a feeling or want to feel connected, and you don't know where that leads you, that's really dangerous. So what I wanted to do is to put the definition of pantheism and make the correlation between my true holy experience with the Holy Spirit by way of the Holy Trinity, by way of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, by way of my faith, walking by faith, living by faith, by way of the blood of Jesus, amen, by way of the power of the cross, amen. I really wanted to give you just some understanding on how important it is for you to know that in you seeking comfort, seeking identity, seeking trying to find your place or wanting place, that starts with understanding who the Creator is. So the definition of pantheism, by definition, is the doctrine that God is the transit reality of which the material universe and human beings are only manifestations. Pantheism involves a denial of God's personality and expresses the tendencies to identify God and nature according to any doctrine that regards God as identical with the material universe or the forces of nature, which then puts you in a place or state of readiness to worship all or a large numbers of gods. Now, there are many gods in this world, amen. The Word of God said that we shall have no other God before him, amen. The Word of God said that he sits in the mount of the congregation, he judges among the gods. There are other gods in this world. But for me, when the Lord wooed me and was drawing me into him, he began to show me and reveal to me why I needed him as a true living God. Amen. And in that wooing me and drawing me with loving kindness, I began to see his personality. Amen. And most importantly, that personality was expressed by way of who he sent. Amen. And who willfully went and died for my sins and expressed that on the cross of Calvary, which is Christ, Jesus Christ. Amen. So one of the things that he gave me to put as a foundational scripture was John, the first and the seventh verse. Because, again, as the Word of God says, nothing lives of itself and nothing dies of itself. And I chose the Amplified version of John, the first chapter, to really bring a more in-depth revelation of the word. And it reads, that in the beginning, before all time, was the Word, which was Christ. Because again, Christ was always present with God. And that's why Isaiah was able to prophesy his coming. Amen. He had not come into the fullness of time yet, but Christ was always going to be the answer for humanity and for the world's sins. But it goes on to say that before all time was the Word, which is Christ, and the Word was with God, and the Word of God, and the Word was God Himself. He was continually existing in the beginning. In the beginning, from the beginning of creation, amen. And that's the thing that the Lord was sharing with me about those that He chooses and He anoints. And that's why He gave me Hebrews, the 5th chapter, because He said that those who I have saved, amen, by my grace, and those who have accepted the sacrifice of my dying for them, I have given them the power also to become the Word, amen. And the Word of God says that we're living epistles read by men, amen. And so I'm really praising and thanking God for His prophetic voice and His prophetic expression through me and through you, amen, by way of filling me with the Holy Spirit and committing His Word to me, amen. And I just had to stop and say that, because everything that God does, He speaks it, amen. And that's what He was saying to me about Himself, amen, that it was all from the beginning, and it was continually, and it's existing now. And 1 John, the 1st through the 7th verse, continues to read that in the beginning, co-eternally with God, all things were made and came into existence through Him. Hallelujah. Yes, through Him. And that goes back to Genesis. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, was with God, and the Word. And it said, and first God spoke and said, let there be light, and there was light. Amen. So everything that God has made came into existence through Him. And without Him, not even one thing was made that has come into being. Amen. So I really wanted to include John in obedience to the Holy Spirit because of the worship of creation. The worship of creation without acknowledging the Creator is dangerous. And that's what the book of, was it Thessalonians or Romans speaks about, that many have worshiped the creation more than the Creator. And in doing so, they have changed the glory of God to look like the corruptible man. Amen. And so to understand and to receive creation is to acknowledge the Creator. And so 1 John speaks to that truth. Amen. And it's really a revelation of Genesis. But it goes on to say, in Him was life and the power to be, and the power to bestow life. Glory be to God. In Him was life. Hallelujah. And the power to bestow life. And that is just so beautiful because, again, the Word of God says, my words are spirit and they are life. When I speak, when you speak, as the oracle of God, and we speak the Word of God in truth, amen, being now heirs of salvation, amen, being having the Word of God engrafted in us, when we speak, we're speaking what? Life. And that's why the Word of God said, life and death is in the power of the tongue, that it love it, eat the fruit thereof, amen. And how important it is for us to be able to frame our worlds by what we speak, amen. And we speak what? The word of faith, amen. We speak according to the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. And our faith that was once what? Delivered to us by the saints, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Because the elders and the saints and the martyrs who gone before us left a testimony, amen, and a witness of who God is. And the next verse, verse 8, speaks of John, amen, who was commissioned by God, who was a witness, hallelujah, of the light, amen. And that's the next verse. It says, and the life was the light of men. The light shines on in the darkness, and the darkness did not understand. It did not understand it or overpower it or appropriate it or absorb it, and it's unreceptive to it. Amen. So, again, to really truly worship creation, you have to note that there's always light and darkness. And again, the darkness represents the kingdom of darkness. It represents the fallen angels. It represents the sin nature. Amen. And most importantly, it represents the conscience when it's seared, when it's dead. And that's why we have a lot of immorality in the world. Amen. And crime in the world. Amen. And sickness and death in the world, because some people will just not come to the light, as the Word of God says, least that these be reproved. Amen. The Word of God says that men love darkness. Some men love darkness rather than light. Least they come to the light and that these be reproved. So some people that deliberately want to stay in the dark to work their practices. Amen. And so that's why we who have the light of Christ, amen, in us by way of his what? Word. Hallelujah. The Word. Glory be to God. And the Word of God said that God could not swear by no other, so he sweared by himself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. So the darkness cannot understand the light, would not understand you and me. Amen. Neither can they overpower the light that's in me and you, because the Word of God says what? Greater is he that is in us than he is in the world. Nor can they appropriate it. Amen. You can't try to find a way to legalize it and try to find a way to make it appropriate. The darkness cannot absorb the light. Amen. And it's unreceptive to it. So that says you're not going to be able to save everybody. Amen. The Lord knows those who are preordained to certain condemnations, and God knows those who are predestined to be conformed to the image of his dear son, which is me and you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things that I want to do before the close of this broadcast is lay another foundation and share more with you on how you can really understand that when I speak of consciousness, I'm speaking to your God conscience, because when I gave my heart to Christ, I had a conscience, and that conscience, everyone has that conscience, you know, and we call it little small voice. But everybody has that the seed of Christ in them. I mean, I believe that they just need to be, that seed needs to be awakened by way of hearing the good news, hearing the call, hearing the good news and receiving it. Amen. And again, when your conscience is defiled, when your conscience is defiled or has been seared, which means it's dead, you won't have any sense of right and wrong. And sometimes people get so to the point where the Lord will turn some over to a what? Reprobate mind, where they will call good evil and evil good. So in this time where I really want to get into the exciting the senses, amen, which I can't wait to get to, I have to lay this foundation. So as we move forward with me into this offering, that you'll have some understandings on how to guide you, amen, because I really want to, I feel responsible in making sure that I guide you through safely through this wonderful place of not only the heavens, but how you can begin to open up your holy chambers of your soul. Open up your heart to receive all that the Lord has prepared for you with his offering. Now, what I want to do is just share with you some of the dangers, or share with you the danger of rejecting the gospel. Because one of the reasons why many people perish, as the Word of God says, is because they refuse. They refused not to receive the love of the truth that they may be saved. It's receiving the love of the truth that you may be saved. And the Word of God says, because many did not receive the word of truth, amen, that he was sent upon them with strong delusions, that they would believe a lie. And that's real dangerous. And that's why I often say you don't decide when you decide to get saved. Of course, the Lord is the one ultimately who will say who comes into heaven and who doesn't. I'm not the judge of that. But really, truly, when you have heard the gospel and you reject it, or you heard the gospel and you do something else with it, amen, you sell them out, you go turn aside the filthy lucre, become a hypocrite, those things open you up to a different reality. And so it is really important that if you're going to be a believer in Jesus Christ and believe on the Son, know that, you know, when you, as Jesus said, when you see the Son, you see the Father, because me and my Father are what? One. Amen. So there's no confusion about Christ and the Lord. They are one. He spoke about them being one. Let me stay on point and look at my notes. I won't get off point. Okay. I was speaking on the danger of rejecting the truth and the rejection of the gospel, which opens you up to, as I said, a different reality, an alternate reality. Another danger of rejecting the gospel and embracing spiritualism or acknowledging creation without acknowledging the Creator and his word and worshiping him in spirit and in truth, amen, is that you can get into escapism. And that can be really, really, really dangerous. Amen. And that's why I so love about Christianity and love about my faith is that it has substance. Amen. It's substance based on my personal experience. Amen. And as the Word of God says, nothing lives of itself, nothing dies of itself. And I just want to give you some quick things that you can need to know and identify in if you have tapped into some things that are contrary, that will lure your soul and your spirit to a different place, such as the abyss and different portals in the earth realm, which could be really dangerous to your soul, especially if it has a doctrine attached to it. Now, one of the things I really want to speak on is understanding how important it is to have a spiritual reality based on humility. Amen. Because a lot of spirituality in the worship of creation comes from self. Amen. That of self, and that's what you're in pride, in high imagination, amen. And that, as Paul said, they and will cause you to change the glory of God to look like what you want to look like, instead of worshiping the Lord for who He really is and receiving Him as Heavenly Father, amen, Creator, which Heavenly Father, any father, job is to protect, to instruct, to chastise, amen, to parent. Amen. So when you don't want that and you want to make yourself a God, or you use creation and worship creation, that's dangerous. And one of the things that I wanted to speak on is share with you about astral projection, astral projection, because many of us who seek the Lord, we're looking for, again, some comfort. We're looking for a way of escape. We're looking to have an experience that will take us to another place, that will give us identity. And astral projection is very dangerous because it's used voluntarily, connecting to things or elements outside of the body, amen, or wanting to have an experience outside of the body. And that's very dangerous. And a person trying to achieve a spiritual experience where you are lending yourself to deities and lending yourself to spirits that take you out of the body by you opening yourself up to those things in order to connect with spirit, well, trying to find peace, because when I was in my sins, before I came to Christ, I did this. Amen. So this is really a testimony of what I did. Before I came to Christ, I was I had other gods that I was, you know, courting, so to speak, and trying to find, you know, what was right for me. And, you know, I did it. I did it. But that was in my search, in my hunger to really, really wanted to connect, amen, because I wanted comfort. I wanted answers. I was hurting. I was wounded. So that was a natural progression of me coming into my salvation. And for some reason, I just couldn't connect with those things. I mean, I was studying with certain people who, you know, introduced me to their religion, and it just wasn't for me. I just didn't feel in my heart that it was it. And it's not that I had any prior knowledge of other religions. I just didn't. I just felt in my heart it wasn't it. It didn't feel natural to me. And so, in my continued search from my heart, which was key. My search came from my heart. My search came from me truly crying out to God from my soul, because I wasn't spirit yet. I was just still soul. But that's when his witness came and witnessed to me. And hearing the gospel, hallelujah, hearing the message, I really, really, really believed it from my spirit, from my soul. And one thing I felt was love. So, to me, that was a natural connection. It was organic, and it was a natural transition from there. I became born again that very weekend. Got filled with the Holy Spirit that weekend. It was just quick, and so it was not something I was trying to do, amen. And it wasn't based on works. Glory be to God. It wasn't based on works. It was based on my simple confession. Confessing the Lord, believing that God had risen from the dead, and it was me having faith in my heart in what I was believing, which was when my faith was birthed. Amen. So let me get through this before the broadcast closed. Trying to connect with spirits or the spirit world can lead to the practicing of not only witchcraft, but it can connect you to the occult. And that's dangerous because your soul knows, amen. And like I often say, and like the Word of God says, you didn't choose me, but I chose you, amen. He said, I chose you because you were a peculiar treasure unto me, amen. So God chose me, amen. It was just my heart and my soul that was crying out to him, and him seeing that and knowing I had that earnest plea, hallelujah, having the earnest expectation for him to be manifested in my life, that he came into being, amen, through my confession, through my belief. So I really, you know, encourage you to stay strong and hold fast to your belief system, amen, because it's real, amen. And so one thing you don't want to do in trying to voluntarily have these experience, out-of-body experiences or connecting to things that are outside of you is it's important because you can
put yourself in a place, one of the other terms is called phasing model, in which the person tries to find new spiritual truth by accessing a part of the mind that is shut off. Amen. So you can't try to assess, use your mind voluntarily to access things that's beyond your experience you intend to have. Amen. Because again, if certain things were shut down before I gave my life to Christ, which it should have been. And I thank God for that. I thank God I just wasn't out there trying to just seek and get all this knowledge through my head, through my mind, through my intellect. And I probably wouldn't have got saved. And so that's really careful. You have to really be careful about that, because in doing so, you can get connected to things that will take you outside of yourself, and then you won't be in control of yourself. Someone else will, which is why I love my faith. I am in control of my faith in the sense that he's given me the word and trust me with the word to do it. Amen. And I do the word because I love the word. Amen. So loving the Lord and worshiping the Lord and worship creation comes by love. Hallelujah. So I want to wrap this up. Just sharing with you some other things about astral projection. You have to be careful of entrainment, because entrainment is the act of programming and systems by what? Soft disclosure, a form of a person grooming you to believe what they want you to believe and program you and use aspects of your personality subconsciously have you to control you, and I'll get into that at another time, but I just really want you to know that I'm excited to bring this broadcast to you, the future broadcast to you. I'm excited to share with you more of this beautiful offering, and I wanted to lay this foundation. I had to lay this foundation before I went any further. One of the things you can do is, in your own time, is look up astral projection. Look up entrainment, you know what I mean? Because, again, when you are so excited about spirituality where you want to be in control of it, amen, and especially when you're being trained by people who know the depths of the darkness, amen, you have to be careful. You have to be careful. And most importantly, you can't mix. You know, God is supreme. He's all-knowing. And that's why he wants a faithful bride, amen, a faithful bride, a faithful church. And the faithful church and the true church is just those that love him. Amen. So God bless you. Peace, blessings, and much love to you. I will be back before the end of the week to share more and really get into the good part of this offering. And I hope you'll join me. I definitely will upload this to my Facebook, my Twitter feed. And I invite you to join me. Amen. I love you. Peace, blessings, and much love. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon and the rest of your evening. Peace, blessings, and much, much love.